Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Found Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And it's Bill.
Today is Friday, August 5th, 2011.
This is episode 345.
75.
40. That's why I'm screwed up over here. It's 375. Yeah.
Wow.
I totally screwed up this.
You did. We're kind of used to it. It's okay. All the show notes?
No, what I saved, what I'm saving GarageBand, the title.
Okay. So before, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Well, y'all, it's been, when did we record last? Last Thursday? No.
Monday.
Monday. So it's been, not this past Monday, Monday before, right?
Yes, when you were in Duluth.
So it's been almost 2 weeks. And James LeRoy is just getting the second show out from that recording.
Hey, you know what? I've been busy.
Well,
it was a really rough week that week at work.
A really rough week?
Yeah. Rough week.
You were working late and you had like the president and stuff there.
Pretty much. No, I did actually. I did have the president come, a CEO. His name's Steve Bell.
Oh, I was going to say, no, the fuck, the president did not come to that building when he was here for his birthday.
No, during the last week, our president, as in the company.
Well, you guys, Bill's back. They miss you.
I thought people said I talked too much.
Didn't say that. It was not me.
Walt, Bill has something to say. Right. So I had dinner with Tom and Terry on Thursday. No,
yesterday.
Wednesday.
Oh.
And they were talking about how they love you and how on the show, like when they first met you, you know, the first night that I was here, that they didn't think that you were the type of person that you are on the show. They didn't think you were like as Dang. No, not that, just as like as funny and witty, and because you really didn't talk much that night.
You know how loud it was in that
it was very it was very loud.
I was meeting you for the first time, right? Lauren for the first time, Tom and Terry for the first time.
Yeah, that's like when you guys were friends.
On the beach?
Technically, we were.
When was that? When did you move here?
February 19th.
No, February 2nd.
Yeah. You did move here in late February. I forgot about that.
So technically, no, we weren't friends. We were. February 2nd is our anniversary.
I was not aware until I got here, and when I, y'all, this is how it happened.
Here, I meet my friend Bill.
We really haven't talked about this because it wasn't a time that we could talk about it. So I get here, and
some bitch.
Someone say my name. Say my name. Say my name. So I get here, and James LeRoy is here to help me. He helps me move my stuff in. He's like, you know, because we already planned dinner and everything like a couple weeks before that with Tom and Terry. So he's like, do you mind if I invite my friend
Bill?
And I was like, no, I don't care, you know, whatever. And so we get, because you didn't show up here. You showed up at the, you guys walked into the other.
No, we met you on the bus.
Here.
I met you on the bus.
Yeah, remember when we like saw each other on the bus? I was like, "Oh, hey!" And you were on the back of the bus. We were on the front of the bus.
Yeah, we got off.
That was the same night that I was here. That I moved here.
No.
It was the same night.
Because I'm sorry, we were at the front of the bus. Bill was at the back of the bus, and I saw him.
Okay.
Yeah, because
and then we got off, and you're like, "Oh, hey, this is my friend Ricky. This is Bill."
Mm-hmm. And then so you know, I was like, "Oh, okay, you know, friends or whatever." So we sit down at the table, and I'm like. No, them bitches ain't friends. They are more than friends. They are like roommates and more or something. Something's going on.
Something.
But they denied it. You denied it.
There was, you know, a time of
sensitivity.
Of public sensitivity. That,
but it really wasn't that sensitive, because that same weekend we all went out and there was like a makeout palooza.
So?
So it really wasn't that sensitive.
So?
I'm just saying.
You didn't care at that point.
Well, that's when Bill comes into, we're big chicks, and Bill just comes into the room and Call Your Girlfriends On by Robin. And he's like singing to James LeRoy.
Well, yeah, because we had just went to see Robin on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
No, wasn't it the day before I got here? No, maybe it was Valentine's Day.
No, we saw her on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were friends.
I just have to say that it was because of respect for
because
other people.
Because of you.
I never strayed. It was out of respect for a certain person, and now I could give her a pass. I tried to be nice, tried to be, you know, amicable, tried to be fair with things, and then I was honest, open, and I got shit thrown.
You know
my
what?
Face.
Honesty and opening get opening. Honesty and openness get you fucking nowhere.
In the situation that I was in, it was best to be honest and open.
Yeah.
And where that's did it get you? Why did we even start on that?
You wanted to talk about
how we met.
Yeah, but we started because you're taking over the show. Which people love you. I mean, everybody says that they love Bill. Because everyone fucking loves Bill. Like on the last show, you haven't heard it yet, but I said Bill could be in a dress vomiting on the side of the road, and somebody go, oh, he's cute. Let's take him home.
Mm-hmm. Am I not?
Smile a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's questionable.
Everyone likes you. You have a much... I don't know. Ricky has more of a bitch in him than you do.
What are you talking about, bitch?
Oh.
Girl, please.
I am not bitchy.
No, but you have a streak in you.
Yeah,
I have never used it.
No, you got a bitch skin.
Have I? Give me an example.
No,
without using
names. I think that sometimes...
that's impossible.
You have a...
right there.
These faces. I don't know. I would love to be a fly on the bus or the train when you're on there, just to see how you are.
Oh. He catches children. How can that be a bitch?
And, right.
Well, true. And he gets phone numbers. Dude, mm-hmm. Everyone likes you too. They sleep with you. People don't sleep with me. I was single.
They
for
better
a
not.
Year when I moved here, and I could have found more ass, but at the same time, not really. No one really ever followed through with it.
Because
I'm the nice guy. No one.
I still don't.
The nice guy.
So Ricky's not nice.
I guess I'm not.
I smile.
I don't know. I think I'm a nice person.
You are.
I'm very nice, and really when it comes to being nice to people that I really don't care for, but I will still respect them and speak with them if I have to.
I just don't really think that we should be trying to decide who's nicer or not, because it's not okay.
I'm fucking nicer.
Fuck you, Ricky. I'm nicer.
Just kill me.
Shut the fuck up. There's a lot of people that would pay to see that, probably.
Three-way?
Oh, you would. Actually, you don't have to pay, because remember, we've been doing it for like months.
Ever.
Right.
I can't believe we're still talking about that shit.
Because it's that stupid. That's what the deal is. It's that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I had a good time with Tom and Terry, and they're supposed to come here next Thursday if we record.
Whoa. If anybody could see that look... I'm just going to put that out there.
Because we didn't record, we have a newly painted bathroom.
In a newly painted dining room now.
For friends at the beach.
Yes. It's our friends at the beach wall.
And there's nothing but pictures of you guys at the beach together.
No.
In friends. A glamour shot. Fuzzy. Hazy, fuzzy shot.
80s shot.
From the Korean photo app that we can't read.
Putting camera.
Friends my ass.
That was good.
Hey, I couldn't.
that was during the fuzz.
That was the sensitivity.
That was the sensitive time.
So
can we say that's the sensitive era?
It's the sensitive era.
No, I just think it's the the friends at the beach.
That's a lot better.
That's a fact.
You guys, if
That's
you
fab.
Could just
friends at beach.
If you could see this photo, you guys would like laugh your ass off. It's just so like
gay,
cheesy, like glamour shot.
It's like it's like an 80s gay glamour shot.
It's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh. Mm.
And I'm just wondering, since these 80s are coming back, I wonder if 80s glamour shots will come back. Maybe I should, like, try that.
You know, I could totally...
like, totally, take pictures?
I totally would want to find the laser background.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
The pink and blue.
Yeah.
Or the green.
Maybe for your birthday, since it's 11-11-11.
Oh my god.
You should try to get a laser photo wall and pay your best friend's husband.
That would be so fun.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah.
Would he make you pay for your birthday?
We made him work.
Well, he would be there to join the party, right?
I would only want to do that for like a half hour, though, so that he could still have fun. No, because when we went to the 80s party, that's going to be something like that. Mm-hmm. But my birthday is going to be all hairband metal party.
I'm not dressing up as a hairband person.
Yes, you are.
No, I don't have the clothes for that.
You didn't have the clothes for the damn 80s party.
Are you trying to say my outfit was not 90s?
No.
Get it.
Oh. That you had to get that.
Yeah, and look how much trouble I had to go through to find that.
Dude,
okay.
I'm fat.
Is in November.
Yeah, you've got a few months.
I want to see you though, and I want to see you in like Bowie. I want to see you in like leotard.
I want to wear like dark makeup like this.
Some
yeah,
like
the your eyes and mm-hmm. some like purple leotards.
We need to
have cheekbones.
We need to give examples. Like we'll need to be like send out a mass email.
I'm gonna
be
David Bowie and in the labyrinth. I'm gonna be in the labyrinth.
You can wear my Golden Maid hat.
Oh, and I'll be like him in the labyrinth.
Oh my god. You're damn moose.
I'll be the star of the party.
No, you're
moose nice.
The star of the party.
What was David Bowie's like his secondary character?
Oh, Iggy Stardust?
Iggy Stardust? You'll be the Stardust of the party? That wasn't funny because I
laughed because I didn't want to make you feel bad. So you guys remember the last time we were on the show, we talked about how we asked if your server should tell you if you're ordering too much food. And people on Twitter, they went crazy and said, no, that's not their job. They just like went all crazy. So the next week, the results came out in the red eye, and 51% say the server should tell you if you have ordered too much
food.
What? Yeah, no.
And I have this week's. This week's question is potato salad or coleslaw?
Potato salad.
And
depends on the potato salad and depends on the coleslaw. Mm-hmm. But potato salad.
Joke. Hell yeah!
So, what do you guys think? Potatoes or potato salad or coleslaw? And then it depends also what kind of coleslaw because.
Absolutely.
I'm not a really big vinegar-based coleslaw. I like cream-based. And I'm just saying this right now, but I will fucking chow down on some KFC coleslaw.
KFC.
That shit is so good. My sister used to make it because she used to work at KFC.
So did my mama.
Oh. She used to come home smelling like chicken. I'm like,
so much
I want to eat you.
Because going up with a single mama, and she was a manager for mm-hmm. a while. And they just let her take some leftover stuff. And then even if she didn't have a job, she mm-hmm. would be the manager. So we go to the drive-thru, and she'd be like, and they'd be like, okay. And they'd give her the bullshit.
So I have the best prank I ever did on my sister. When she was 17, she was working at KFC. And she had gone out without permission and was in a car accident with this guy named Johnny Wingo. And there was like five or six of them in the car, and they like flipped the car or whatever. Everybody was fine. But she wasn't supposed to be out. She had snuck out of the house or whatever. And she was telling me about it. And I was like, oh, you know, whatever. So what I do is I call KFC. I'm like, may I speak to Teresa Burton, please? Not exactly that voice. And she's like, and they get her. And I'm like, this is Officer Jones at the Christiansburg Police Department. And we understand that you were in a car accident and we're at your parents' house right now explaining it to them, and they didn't realize you weren't here, and they're really upset with you, and we're going to need you to come home. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, no, you were out with someone named Johnny Wingo, and I like, named all the people. And she didn't realize that it was me, and she started crying on the phone. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I swear it wasn't me. And I was like, ah!
She
totally wanted to kick my ass. But the greatest part was I was calling from where I worked at a Subway, and the Subway was like across the block from the KFC. So I could see her talking on the phone as I'm like saying all this stuff to her.
Please tell me she walked out of KFC.
She didn't know I was over there. She didn't know I was working. It was the greatest thing ever. Oh, I love that moment in my life.
Pranks.
Because she was like, she was the bad girl and I was the good boy. Like, I worked and went to school and I didn't really do anything bad. I didn't drink or do drugs. And so anytime that she could find something that I've done wrong, even as an adult, and I was living outside a house, our house, she would make sure my parents found out about it. So like when I was 17, I moved out on my own. I was still in high school. So, and I only had to take 2 classes in my senior year. So I just took them, and then all the other classes I just left, assigned myself out. Well, I had forged my mom's signature in order for me to actually do that until I turned 18. And then once I turned 18, I could do whatever I wanted. And so she told on me. Uh-huh. I'm like, what are they going to do? I don't even live at home anymore. I have my own apartment. Wait, why did you tell them? Now you're a bitch and you're not getting a ride to school. What? See where I get the bitch look from? Her. So I have no idea why that went from there to... Sorry for the person that gave us the 4-star review. We can't keep a thought going or whatever story. Okay. So, okay. I'm trying to see what else we got here.
Was that the Secretly Timid podcast break?
Mm-mm. It was pretty funny what they did.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, I wish I had it queued up so that I can play it. We'll play that on the next show so I can bring it up and play that portion. Because what happened is they called our hotline and they were trying to play a prank on us, but the call didn't come through. So I was listening to their show as they were doing it, and I was like, So I just mentioned, like, just to let you know, your prank was pretty funny, but your call never came through to us. Because I thought that it was the one with that boy that called and was like, Ricky, can I have your, like, let's trade dick pics or whatever, you know? Which I guess was a serious call and whatever, but.
Poor kid.
But they were talking. We'll have to play it on the next show. Leave that up here.
I'll put it on.
Yeah, and y'all, I have upgraded to Lion, and for some reason, I cannot keep a Wi-Fi connection on my iMac, so it's given us problems. I want to talk about Pride 48 is coming up in September.
Oh my God, we're super excited for our plane.
How about I was looking at prices today, like $480 for tickets.
Who the fuck are? Where are you looking at?
Kayak.com.
Let's not look there.
Oh.
Did you find it cheaper on that Mondo?
Mamamdo. Well, let's talk about that, because Mamamdo is actually a really cool website I found.
Okay, well, we're going to play this promo to Pride 48 real quick, so everybody knows. And then we're going to be there. A bunch of other podcasters and a bunch of listeners are going to be there. I think there's a total of like 60 people so far, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're going to play the promo, and then we're going to talk about tickets.
Hello?
Vera, hold on. I'm trying to get Arthur.
Hello?
Arthur, Vera, huge news. Pride 48 is moving this year.
Moving?
Where?
Yeah, not only where, but when. We're going to be September 16th through the 19th, and here's the big part, from Las Vegas.
That sucks.
It could be interesting.
Yes!
Oh, no. If he's here, I'm out. We're moving.
We're moving? Where? Why are we moving? Oh, music.
That's right. Pride 48 is on the move. This year, we'll be coming to you live September 16th through the 19th from fabulous Las Vegas. Mark the dates and make your plans to join us. Many of your favorite shows will be broadcasting from a single location with a live studio audience. Hotel and venue locations will be announced soon. Keep your eyes on Pride48.com and the Pride 48 Twitter account for more details in the coming weeks. Not all shows will be broadcasting from Las Vegas, however, everyone is invited to do so. Members of the studio audience will consist of podcast listeners and therefore may be subject to drinking, gambling, cursing, spitting, laughing, applauding, drinking, singing, eating, socializing, skipping, drinking, sleeping, burping, general awesomeness, and did we mention drinking?
I'll be at the buffet!
That's cute. look how professional those people are.
I know. Well, one of them is a professional voiceover actor.
And we're involved.
Right. So who you heard is Anta Vera, who is a professional voiceover. She does all of the promotions and stuff for Pride 48. So when we go from one show to the next show, she does like the bookends of each show to introduce the next show. And you should listen to her. She's pretty funny, but she's very famous.
She's not funny.
Mm-hmm. So you guys go over to pride48.com, click on Luxor rates for Pride 48. You can get a discount on the tickets. And what were you looking at over here?
Oh, what's
James Leroy?
It is called Momondo, Momondo.
So we were watching, we don't have cable. And we were right. Watching like PBS and there was some travel show. And they were talking about some travel tips. Or it was Chicago Live, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they said it's like, I think it's like a Danish site or a Swedish site or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a site that actually shows airplane listings, but they don't get an actual cut from the airport, the airlines. So they actually show everyone, including Southwest and on a bunch of other places that the other like Orbitz, Travelocity, and Kayak don't show.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
Momondo.com.
We'll have to take that out since they're not paying us.
So anyway, yeah, there've actually been some really interesting prices. Now we need to get a
I'm getting them when I get paid. Oh, the taxes.
Taxes right now. It's about, I think it's $30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're losing.
They're dumbasses. They need to accept a plan and get with it.
So while this is pulling up,
I want to tell you something. The website too.
So I bought this is like a box.
Juice box.
Actually, this.
Did you do? Mark it out. You can't go nowhere.
You go get a beverage and.
Trying to replenish our thirst here and. Bitches start talking about people and their names and.
See, the price seems a little too cheap though.
I don't see the prices.
$51.
I don't think that's right. Well, it's Southwest.
Yeah. Oh.
And then homebound. Oh, all these are $59. Oh my God! If it's that cheap,
we're getting them now.
Yeah. Can you buy mine until I get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that price.
We'll do that during our break. That's not exciting showtime. No, so, Bill's Box, welcome. Thank you for, who bought the wine for us? Because we just finished that box.
It was Paul.
Oh, thanks, Paul. We just finished it. Open up the one that I brought up. Anyway, so, I go to Jewel Osco to buy some mixers and some booze because we were running low on the mixers and the lesbians were coming over.
Mm-hmm.
My lesbians can be, but then again, I encourage it. So it's not a bad thing.
This is indifferent. That's not American dollars. It's KR, Kronos, or whatever that's called over there.
Kroners. But it said USD in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you cannot. Okay. Anyway, so that's me.
Yeah, Bill's back on the show.
Yeah, I'm back, bitches. The bitch is back. No, so I go in, and I have never in my life been to a grocery store that actually did. Liquor tasting. There was a rep there, not a wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
They have full on liqueurs and liquors that they were sampling in the grocery store.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, yes. Well, guess who it was? It was that really, really fun woman from the wine tasting for
Equal. The one that had the gay son?
That one had the gay son that was.
That one that you tried to get. The one with the crystal.
But then we all.
Ew!
But then we all, because we felt. Kind of that form, so we all played along because we were making a day.
And then Bill tried to get him to like go out with me or something. Exactly. And I was like, I do not date guys with crystals around their necks.
I don't know Anyway, she remembered me.
Uh-huh.
And she remembered all of us and thought that we were all so nice and fun. And she just remembered how much good time she had with us. So she gave me her employee discount on top of the jewel
discount.
Oh, shit. And I walked away with over, I think it was over $80 worth of liquor. And I got that pinnacle whipped cream. This new root beer liqueur.
I hate root beer. I don't like root beer.
And then four bottles of Pinot Grigio that were only like $4.
Because
they were on sale.
Damn, you go, girl.
I was like, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. We had fun that night. I did. I got really...
We're going again next year.
Mm-hmm. Or whenever they have the next one.
Better watch yourself.
You better watch yourself. Because Ricky Burton, if he comes into your restaurant drunk, you better have fucking french fries and ranch dressing.
And Monte Crisco's made right.
I'll tell you this much. We did not get to all those tables.
No.
Because so you're drunk, guys.
Yes.
So you're either going to be going to people... Going
well,
to
I'm not going to be working as late. I'm not going to be working as late next
that,
time.
That was like that was your first day of work.
It was my first day of work.
So you were navigating for your first time home. Not
and
home.
There was a Cubs game. Too.
Yes. But anyway, I thought that was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's awesome.
It made me kind of smile.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Hey. Rude.
When you come over, bitch.
Very true.
Rude.
Verge.
Free to throw up.
So, a couple... and pee on your floor.
Oh, so it was so funny because when we were painting, we had a plastic tarp. Because we threw them away already. We had a plastic tarp that we covered everything with, and he's like, maybe we should keep this and be like, well, you need to go to the bathroom, Ricky? Hold on.
hold up. So, last week I went to Starbucks, and it was late at night. What time is it? How long
this
has it been?
This will be the last one.
Okay. So, I think I already told you this.
You did.
Okay. Wait, were you here?
No.
How did I tell you? Oh, you were on.
Yes.
You were away. So I didn't tell it on the last show, though, right?
Okay. I think so.
So I'm at Starbucks and I have to catch because it's late. So I had to end up catching the Halsted bus, which is number 8, right? Is that number 8?
Yeah.
Because the Fullerton bus stopped running and Belmont stopped running. So I had to take Halsted to wherever street to catch the blue line or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So as I'm standing there at the bus stop right there in Boys Town, this boy looks like he's coming up. He's dressed like a Britney Spears dancer. He has like these ripped jeans on that barely like really are jeans because.
Drew, turn your phone off.
That's George.
You really can't finish your story because of your phone.
George goes, how's the show?
It was great until
he said. Way to interrupt, George.
So he has no shirt on. He has black suspenders on with a skinny tie, no shirt. He has like ripped jeans on that are barely even jeans because there's no front or back to them. It's just like the sides. And he's with this little girl with his hag. Too skinny. Just like,
breakable.
To me, look tweaked out, but whatever. I'm not judging. But I am.
Clearly you are.
So I have these headphones on, the green ones that I have. And so I have the headphones on because I don't want anybody fucking talking to me. And I was like, saw him. I was like, oh, you know, whatever. So he hops up on the newspaper box or whatever is there. And he leans over and he's like talking to me. And I really can't hear him. So all I see is his lips moving. I'm like, okay, well, let me remove my headphones. This is what he's saying to me. He's like, I can't remember exactly how he said it. But he was just like, I love your headphones. It's just like that. And I was like, thank you. He goes, are you gay?
No, that's not how you said it to me. You're like, that color looks good on you.
Oh, yeah. That color looks good on you.
Are you gay?
Are you gay? And I was like, yeah. He goes, that's a good color for a queer. I was like, okay. His phone's back on. And he had makeup on and all that stuff. I mean, he seriously looked like he just came out of a Britney Spears backup dancer video.
The color of these headphones are the same color.
As your bathroom.
Yeah.
They are.
I like that color.
It's a good one.
I don't think it's bad.
No.
I think like you should have sent me the picture without the blue tape everywhere, because I think that would have been nicer, because I haven't seen the finished product.
Oh, we have pictures of that, too. We'll show you afterwards.
So, yeah, that was funny. So, y'all, I'm getting the wrap up, and that means we have to go. So,
get the shit out of here.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
Don't forget to email us at jamesarroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at foulmonkeys or jamesarroyfm.
I feel like it's been forever since I've done
follow
this.
Follow us on our Facebook fan page. And check out our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And you guys, we're actively working on the website.
Yes,
it's,
we are. Yeah,
I think it's more in development, and we're starting to be there.
It's getting GERD.
So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to say while we take a 5-minute break and record the next one?
Oh, he interrupted.
Well.
Bye.
Bye. That's like when you guys were friends.
On the beach?